On this day, 8th June 1921, South Armagh murders. A couple of terrible murders were perpetrated in the Camlock district of South Armagh yesterday morning, the victims being two respectable farmers named James Smith, 45, of Kegel, and Hugh O'Hanlon, 54, of Eshwary, who in his time was a well-known long-distance runner. O'Hanlon got a threatening letter within the past month and was given permission to carry a firearm for self-protection. About 10 o'clock on Monday, the homestead of O'Hanlon was visited by about eight or more masked men. They forced their way inside and took the revolver and ammunition with which O'Hanlon had been provided for his protection. When O'Hanlon came along the road later, he was shot dead. He was a cousin of Mr. H.J. McConville, J.P., chairman of Newry Urban Council, and a brother of Constable Lynch, RIC, who was recently ambushed at Greenore. The home of James Smith of Kegel, overlooking Camlock Lake, was visited by men who described themselves as police. He was hauled out onto the street and shot dead. More Dublin hangings. Three more executions took place at Mountjoy Prison, Dublin, yesterday. The men executed were Mr. Patrick Maher, Knocklong, County Limerick, and Mr. Edward Foley, chairman of Fermoy Board of Guardians. Both these young Irishmen protested their innocence to the last. They were condemned by court-martial to death in connection with the fatal shooting of Sergeant Wallace at Knocklong, 1919. The third execution was that of an Englishman, William Mitchell, serving in the RIC for murder. Devlin's Holiday Hostel survives attack. In Bangor yesterday, a function marked the second formal opening of the Grand Holiday Hostel for Belfast working girls. The hostel, the idea of the West Belfast MP, Mr. Joseph Devlin, was realised last year when the building was opened to guests. Women and girls flocked to it in crowds. Unfortunately, the sectarian outbreak last July, when a deliberate attempt was made to burn it down, meant that the hostel had to be closed. Father Patrick Scally, pastor of Bangor, remarked that instead of taking a much-needed holiday himself after the recent strenuous election campaign, Mr. Devlin was vigorously pushing on the good work of giving a holiday to the hard-toiled women and girls of the city. Eamon Phoenix editor's note. On the very day that Craig announced his cabinet, two men were assassinated in South Armagh, apparently by the IRA, while Republicans continued to be executed in the South. Meanwhile, Joe Devlin reopened his seaside hostel for Belfast mill girls following a sectarian attack on the building the previous summer. Wee Joe had raised the money through his personal generosity and the support of friends.